my question is, if I understand this right, Revelation chapter 1, verse 11, is Jesus addresses seven churches. Now, it's been my understanding that a lot of things in Revelations are symbolic.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking maybe that the seven churches might be different generations.
Well, you're right on target. The seven messages to the seven churches have three meanings. Let me tell you what they are.
Okay.
First and foremost, that represents the seven ages of the church. In other words, the church of Ephesus represented the age of the church from the time of Christ to through the age of the apostles. And then it goes on down until we're now living in Laodicea, which was the last age of the church.
Right. And now that's my question. I looked up all the verses that contain Laodicea, and I just thank the Lord for computers because I was able to type in Laodicea on a search.
They're wonderful, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, and it showed me all the different places mentioned. Most of them were in Corinthians, and I read them, and I still don't understand what Jesus
was
trying to say to us.
Let me tell you, first of all, the word Laodicea means a judging of the people. And there is a judgment that takes place just prior to Christ's coming. You know, the Lord tells us, "Behold, I come, and my reward is with me," right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's rewarding people when he comes. Some sort of investigation takes place before he comes. Just like you read in Ezekiel 9, judgment began at the house of God, and Peter quotes that. We're living in the last age of the church, and the Lord is preparing to come. And his message to this church, we're a lukewarm church. He says, you're not hot, you're not cold, I wish you would heat up, which means be zealous, or get on your knees, that's cold, being repentant, recognizing your need. He can work with those conditions, but God cannot work with a condition where we are indifferent and self-sufficient and don't sense our need. And that's the state of the church. Now, I want to finish so I don't leave anyone wondering. I said there are three things.
Mm-hmm.
Individual congregations often go through these seven cycles. They start out like Ephesus, and then they lose their first love, and then they go through maybe a phase of persecution, and you know they go through the Philadelphia and the Thyatira, and it's a cycle I have watched congregations and denominations go through. You know, many of the great Reformed denominations started out zealous on fire, and then they turned into bingo and bazaars. They went through this cycle. And then individuals, in their personal relationship with Jesus, they're converted, they may have that first love experience, but then as time goes by, they end up Laodicea. So it's a cycle that the church went through over history, and we're living in the last age of the church. It's a cycle congregations go through, and it seems to be a cycle individuals go through.
Well,
seven,
you know, that
seven happened. Represents a cycle in the Bible, like the week.
Yeah, I can relate to this.
Okay. And now, there were seven actual churches in Asia Minor, and the interesting thing is if you're up in a satellite looking down, Christ names the churches in order as though you were walking in a circle from one to the other. He didn't zigzag from one to the other. It's interesting. He made a circle as he addressed them.
Okay, can I just request that you tell me which verses where he talked about us being lukewarm and stuff?
Well, that's Revelation chapter 3, and I'll find it for you real quick here. I've got my handy-dandy computer here. Well, let me see here. Yeah, verse 17, Revelation 3, 17, 18. That's it there, 19, 20. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And